As you know, we are shifting gears from the theme of last month, which was impartation of uncommon utterance, spirit-led speech. This month, we are moving into impartation of uncommon reception, spirit-led believing. And we believe this month is going to be very special, the month of June. And we are kicking it off on Madaraka Day, which is also a special day. And we thank God, God has given us self-governance all these years. We bless the Lord. We don't take it for granted. So this month is going to be a great day, a great month, I declare, in Jesus' name. May we agree, because what you agree on earth is agreed in heaven, and what you lose on earth is also loosed in heaven. Impartation of uncommon reception. We are reading from Luke chapter 19, NIV version of the Bible, and I will read from verse 1 up to verse 10. It's a story of Zacchaeus receiving Jesus. It's an uncommon reception. And because of this reception, there is an impartation. From verse 1, Luke chapter 19, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So what did he do? He ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see Jesus, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached that spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to the guest to be guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, I want us to read this together, what Jesus said to him. "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man, too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This is the word of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the reading of the word as we open the gates of the month of June, the year 2025, on this special day, Kenya's Madaraka Day, as we celebrate this day. We thank you for the word we've just read. Now, Lord, as it comes forth, we pray that you open our hearts and our minds and give us a sense of diligence to obey this word and apply it in our lives. And therefore, we are open to you. Lord, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. And we all say, amen. Amen. We could have our seats. Like I said earlier, the month of impartation of uncommon reception. So the title of the message is Impartation of Uncommon Reception. And for the sake of us being able to follow and also to receive better, there is an outline on the screen. Zacchaeus climbed a tree. Zacchaeus welcomed Jesus gladly. Zacchaeus received salvation. That's just an outline to help us follow along. Impartation of uncommon reception. You know, in Revelation 3 verse 20, Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." And remember, the words there are, "If anyone opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." This is the month we are opening all the doors and all the gates and welcoming Jesus warmly. Also welcoming his promises warmly and also positively. It's a unique, powerful month, and we know that we are going to be honored with a divine visitation. because we are making a choice deliberately as a church, and we're taking this choice even further in terms of saying, Lord Jesus, come quickly. You are welcome to our homes, our hearts, our businesses, our city Nairobi, our country Kenya, and also Africa. And so as a congregation, we are formally in a very special way welcoming Jesus, and we are taking our responsibility, because Jesus said, I stand at the door, I am knocking. So he stands at the door, he is knocking. My responsibility and your responsibility is to take that key and open the door so that Jesus can come. And you know, when Jesus comes in, he comes to do kingdom business. And where Jesus is welcome, that place or that life can never be the same again. And so, as Parklands Baptist Church, we are taking that choice to open the doors and gates for Jesus to come in, and also have his way. So this is a great, great, wonderful month. There is a man in the Bible who received Jesus in a very uncommon way, and his name is Zacchaeus. And so he opened the gates and the door, not just of his house, but also his heart. And Jesus did not hesitate to take that opportunity and also come into his homestead and do a kingdom work. God is waiting. It is human unbelief and human hesitation that stops his movement. God is waiting to do extraordinary, uncommon, supernatural stuff. If his people would do a simple thing, just simply open that door, open that gate, let God have his way. And you know, the hardness of heart is one that has kept men and women, not just in Kenya, but around the world, from seeing the works of God and also experiencing the move of God. And so, in terms of Zacchaeus, number one, he climbs a tree. It is drama in the text. Now, this man is a chief tax collector, according to the Bible. He is also, you know, a short guy, and he's also wealthy. But position, power, and wealth do not distract him from doing some drama here, because he has to do whatever it takes to be able to receive Jesus. It is uncommon. It is an uncommon reception. Let me just read for us from verse 1 to 5 so that we hear it again from the text. Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 5. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house. So in Luke chapter 19, verse 1, basically to 4, we see the drama in terms of how Zacchaeus receives Jesus. Jesus is coming through Jericho. Zacchaeus decides to position himself to receive. And it is important for us this month, and even today, because we are going to be praying, to position us, ourselves to receive, because God is about to do something. What is in store for you and me is amazing. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, and you know this verse, it says, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him, these are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. Spirit searches all things. His Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. So in terms of God, he has set aside something for us this month of June. But in terms of receptors, or in terms of reception, we need to match God. And we need to position ourselves, because God is about to do something outstanding And God is about to do something beautiful and something lovely in the life of somebody who is listening to me or who will listen later through this broadcast. God is about to do something beautiful for Kenya. And God is about to do something beautiful for Africa. He's about to do something beautiful for our world. But he's waiting for us to position ourselves to receive. It is amazing that you can miss your miracle because you are not ready to receive. And there are some who miss their miracle because they were not ready to receive. In Mark chapter 6, verse 1 to 6, a whole community misses the visitation of God just because they were not prepared to receive. But Zacchaeus will not miss his visitation because he's a good receptor. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. "Where did this man get these things?" they asked. "What's this wisdom that has been given him? What are these remarkable miracles he's performing? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his own town, among his relatives, and in his own home. He could not do any miracles there, except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them." He was amazed. Jesus was amazed at their lack of faith. And so let us agree that this month, nothing will come in our way, in the way of us receiving what God has in store for us. And this pastor is about to pray in just some moments, triggering the storehouses of heaven and the packages to start coming. Hallelujah. I want you to visualize those packages to start coming. And God is looking for receptors, people who are ready to receive. We normally pray in Matthew 7, verse 7, "Ask and you shall receive." We keep praying, but sometimes we don't prepare ourselves on the other side of the scale. And your language of prayer, your articulation is there. Yes, even probably specificity. But when it comes to the act of receiving, we fall short. And therefore, some people have not received their supplies yet because you have not positioned yourself actually to receive. And I am praying that you will do everything it takes to prepare your end of the bargain so that the whole circuit can be completed. Simply because, you know, Jesus has done everything on the God side. He has done everything, including dying on the cross and rising on the third day. The Holy Spirit has come. Every resource of the kingdom has been worked for by Jesus Christ. On his end, he has done everything. But on the human end, we need to match the divine end. And we need to meet God halfway. You are responsible for opening that door. God is responsible for coming in. And God is responsible for doing his miracle in our day and our time. And therefore, for Kenya, for us here, yes, let's position ourselves to receive. Climbing a tree. Zacchaeus, a wealthy man. Now, let me say, pride and lack of faith are two things that will keep you from receiving. You position yourself by believing, and also you position yourself by humility. Those are keys, humility and faith. And you combine the two, then you are ready to receive. This month, God is calling us to be humble. James chapter 4, verse 6 says, "God opposes the proud. He resists," like opposing. Can you imagine God putting force against somebody? Yes, you imagine that scenario. God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. The moment you humble yourself, the rivers of grace, the rivers of breakthrough, the rivers of provision, the rivers of salvation, the rivers of deliverance, the rivers of healing, from the storehouse of God, there is a direct link and connection because God has done everything on his end. It is up to us now to do our bit on our end. Families, Let us do everything possible to prepare ourselves to receive. You know, in Isaiah 54 and verse 2, the word for this month is stretch. I mean, for this year, watchword is stretch. God is saying, do something. Do something. You know, prepare, position yourself. Enlarge the place of your tent. That's verse 2 of Isaiah 54. Stretch your tent curtain wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. And it goes on, for you will spread. This is a promise. This is from God's side. He has given the promises. He has given everything from his end. And this is how he says, behold, I stand at the door. And this is how God knocks. For you will spread earth to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess nations and settle in their desolate cities. And then he goes on to say, do not be afraid. May I prophesy to somebody here and saying, God is coming through for you in a bigger version than actually you know. I'm prophesying. God is coming through for you in a bigger version than actually you know. Raise your game. Your faith increase in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Do everything that can be done to be ready, because God is passing through. God is coming, and God's hour of visitation is now, I declare. And there is so much favor in the month of month of June. So much favor. God is waiting for somebody who is ready. And so this month, we are praying the heavens to open, and we are praying the provisions of God to come. Position yourself. So this guy climbs a tree. And you can imagine Dr. Kakunji yourself climbing a tree, or myself. I used to climb trees when I was a young boy, and it wasn't an issue. But today, imagine me removing shoes and this tie and a coat, and I'm climbing a tree, and church members are looking at me. Imagine just how that scenario would be. Zacchaeus ametoa viatu, akatoa koti, akatoa tai, akaweka cloak yake hapo chini. Na ile vitu yote ya ofisi ameacha chini. He's a rich guy, very wealthy. He's the chief tax collector. He's known by the media. He's known by everyone. But what does he do? Strategic positioning. He goes down the road. He knows Jesus will pass here. And he must have calculated and then figured out a proper tree, long, high enough, but also strong enough to carry his weight. And then he puts everything aside, and then he must climb this tree. And he goes up, positions himself. I don't know how he sat, Pastor Kiniti, but he must have sat easy and said, I am here, positioned strategically, because my hour of reception and my hour of visitation, this visit is not about this crowd. As Jesus is passing along this street, this visit is not for the masses. This visit through Jericho is my visit, and I must not miss it. This is my hour. This is my day. I must not miss it. And therefore, he gets up to that position, and Jesus is coming down the road with the crowds, and you can see the humility, and you can see the level of faith that is in this particular man. The Bible gives us other case studies of people who position themselves to receive. Of course, we have Mark chapter 5, verse 24 to verse 34. In the story of the woman who had an issue of blood, and for 12 years, she bled. You know, hemorrhage. She bled. And blood is life. So you can imagine how weak she was on a daily basis. She was dying slowly for 12 years, and she went two hospitals. She spent all her money. That lady, you know the story. And finally, Jesus was passing by, and she said, this is my visitation. This is my hour. I will do everything possible that a human being can do. This is my moment. I must not miss it. And she found her way through the crowds, although she was weak, very weak of body, but her mind and her spirit, they were strong. And using the energies, those energies, she pushed herself, found her way through the crowd, and although there were many other people around there, her humility and her faith linked her to her supply. She was a good receptor. She touched just a bit of the garment of Jesus. And the Bible says in that text there, her 12-year tenure of pain and disease and struggle was broken right there. Her suffering stopped immediately, and this woman was healed completely because she positioned herself to receive. I am praying that somebody here, because God is not weak. His power is never less. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same tomorrow. Nothing has changed from the God side. I'm praying for somebody here today that you will do everything that you need to do that is possible for you to receive. Position yourself to receive. There was another gentleman called blind Bartimaeus, the same town, Jericho. Jesus was passing through from verse 46 to verse 52, blind Bartimaeus. And had Jesus was passing, he placed himself and then he shouted, "Son of David, have mercy on me." He repeated a second time, and the people around there rebuked him. But this guy would not stop. His voice was his positioning. And so he shouted and shouted. And people decided to rebuke him, try to stop him. The disciples did, but he never stopped. Then Jesus actually stopped for this man. Hallelujah. Heaven will stop for you. I like that. Heaven will stop for you. And it is not tomorrow. It is today, 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 today. He stopped and got Bartimaeus to be brought. Bartimaeus threw his cloak. You know, he just threw it. A cloak was an outer garment that was loosely hung on the shoulders. And it was for outside. So he threw his cloak away, and Jesus was there with him and asked him, "What do you want?" And he said, I want to see. And the Bible tells us in that text that he was healed right there, and he received his miracle. So are you positioned to receive? Humility and faith are critical keys. He wasn't afraid to go up the tree. Yeah, I climbed a tree when I was young. I would climb trees, especially for avocados, in my grandmother's place. And there's this time I went up this avocado tree, but the branches are not as strong as the sycamore fig tree that Zacchaeus climbs here. Hallelujah. May you find a strong tree. And then I was going, because I wanted to get a prize avocado. You know, you just want to take a prize home and show grandma, see what I've gotten. And as I was going like that, it decided to break. And it was quite an elevation because it was a tall tree. And I came scuttling down, hit the ground with a thud. But like a boy who is macho, I just brushed myself and woke up, you know, beaten, but I went back to my grandmother, looking strong. I am saying, may you find a strong tree. Hallelujah. Where you can actually put yourself and where your vision cannot be interrupted. So elevated he is and his position. But secondly, Zacchaeus welcomed Jesus gladly. Not only does he position himself, he welcomes Jesus gladly. He is excited to receive Jesus. And I pray that we are excited to receive Jesus this month of June as we deal with uncommon reception. Our excitement will make a way for many others, because God is going to do wonders and miracles where he is received. In John chapter 1, from verse 11 to verse 13, John chapter 1, verse 11 to verse 13, he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right, the word is the right, the legal right, to become children of God. And when he gives it, no one can reverse it. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. In other words, Jesus comes to his own receive him not. But then he goes on further to say, then to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave them power to become the children of God. And here in the text, we see how Zacchaeus receives Jesus. In verse 5 and verse 6, we'll read verse 5 and 6, Luke chapter 19, verse 5 and 6. Zacchaeus welcoming. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. In other words, we can't wait any longer. I'm going to stop everything else I'm doing. And Zacchaeus, I must attend to this matter. And it is now. Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house. And then in verse 6, so he came down at once, which means he must have come down very, very fast, and welcomed him gladly. So he came down very fast. I don't know whether he walked over to Jesus, greeted him, or probably prostrated himself. All that I could feel it in my space and imagination. But the word gladly, receiving him gladly, means that he really received him from the heart, not from the mouth. He actually received Jesus heartily. He received Jesus happily and heartily. And the rest is physical, but from his heart. The Bible records that he receives Jesus gladly. And Jesus knows when he is received well. He knows when he is received well. He's a seeker, and he meets the one who is looking for him. Because one sheep that is lost, Jesus will leave the 99 that are actually looking well. But if he sees a seeker in the crowd, you know, he looks across the crowd, like somebody here in this congregation here, and he's saying, Pastor, my hour of reception is coming. This is my day. And God can see your heart, and they can see that heart, and he sees the seeker. I'm telling you, God will stop any other business, and then you become his business. If Zacchaeus climbed a tree, Jesus also climbed a tree. Zacchaeus climbed a tree to see Jesus. Jesus climbed a tree to save Zacchaeus. And so he stops and then he looks, and there is an eyeball to eyeball, first of all. And then he loves Zacchaeus, I imagine, from his heart. And he sees this man, he can tell he's a sinner, but that's not a problem for Jesus. And he loves him. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, God shows his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Therefore, he won't wait for you to get better. He won't wait for you to fix a thing, even in your house, back in your house. He's not going to wait for you to fix anything. No, just as you are. And he looks at you, he created you, he loves you, he has urgent business to do with you. And that is why Jesus left the portals of glory and actually came from heaven and came actually to earth. Now he has come to Zacchaeus. He's not going to wait, because what needs to be done must be done. Because of Jesus' connection here with Zacchaeus, the self-righteous people begin to murmur and to grumble and to complain. It's like, does he understand this is a sinner? This guy, does he know that he's an oppressor? Because a tax collector was considered a puppet of the Roman government, was considered an oppressor. He was implementing the program of the Roman government as far as taxation was concerned. And the taxation by the Roman government was very punitive, extremely punitive. And I know in Kenya, we are discussing taxation, and it's an ongoing conversation. And I am praying for all of us Kenyans. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am praying for all of us Kenyans, even as we go through this season. But tax and taxation is not a new issue. It was there from long ago. And Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector. And Jesus doesn't look at him from that prism. He looks at him as one he created, one he loves, and one he has a plan for. And he says, this matter is urgent. I really must get to your house, because today is actually the day. I want to say that it doesn't matter your history or your background. God is not afraid to come to that house. He is not afraid to come to this life. He is not afraid to come to that business. He wants to do it, and he wants to do it quickly. In this month of uncommon reception, I want to say you have a responsibility to welcome Jesus gladly, and you'll be surprised how quickly and fast he comes through. There's a story Pastor Ambrose gives about me. Some years back, because of some sections of my life where I was difficult. And there is this guy called David Wallace who used to disciple me, help me grow in my spiritual walk. And he was so committed. He would come to college on a motorbike very early to teach me or show me quiet time, how to have devotional time with the Lord in the morning, based on Mark chapter 1, verse 35, that says, a little while before day, Jesus went to a quiet place, and there, very early in the morning, and there he prayed. So this gentleman from the United States of America, David Wallace, saw this young man and felt, this guy has a future in the Lord. And he would come very early diligently. And we started off very well, but somewhere along the way, my receptors kind of dulled. And I decided I don't want these Bible studies again. But this guy was not giving up. So one day, he comes as usual to my room, and I have locked it. I have pulled out the key, and I'm on this side here so he doesn't see me. And he knocks and knocks and knocks. It's like Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. You're responsible for opening, and I am responsible for that door that time. And so after, I think he gets tired and he goes. I decide it's time to check. But before I open, I must check through the keyhole. And so I went to the keyhole and I checked to see whether there's somebody on the other side. In other words, whether there's clearance so that I can open. And while I was looking, he was also looking. God found me. So, while Zacchaeus is looking from up the tree, Jesus is also looking. And there is an eyeball to eyeball beeline contact. And Zacchaeus has been found. God has found Zacchaeus. Every resistance falls and everything falls, you know, beside him. And he gets very excited. Let me tell you, from that day, Deacon Joe, I did those Bible studies and that quiet time. In fact, I think I even beat him because I started following people, other people, you know, and help them actually get over the problems I was having in my spiritual journey. And I became a disciple maker because this guy, in a practical sense, he caught me. He actually caught me, and it was a divine arrangement. Therefore, there's a divine appointment. Don't miss it. This is the hour of visitation. Position yourself, and God is looking for a heart that is glad and ready. Not that the one that will shut the door and begin to hide. God will find you. God will finds us. And in those little moments and little things, God actually does find us. So there's an eyeball-to-eyeball contact, and you know what? Zacchaeus is called by name. Now Jesus engages. He calls Zacchaeus by name and now begins to say, I'm going to be a guest in your home. God has taken the first step. He has taken the initial initiative. Our role is to respond because then God has made the move and we must meet him halfway. And that's how God operates. He has made the move. He's waiting for me to make my move. And so he says, I'm going to be a guest in your house. And, you know, immediately he doesn't waste his time and they connect with Jesus. And from there, they are on their way to Zacchaeus' place. I don't know how far it was, but Jesus will go until he gets there. So today we can pray. Psalm 24, verse 9 and 10. Psalm 24, verse 9 and 10. This is a prayer I want you to carry home. And first of all, we can read it together. Psalm 24, verse 9 and 10. Let's read it together. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. Let's give a hand clap to the Lord. Yes. And this month we pray, let the gates that have opposed the move of God, let those strong doors that have kept so many people behind, you know, in sin and all those places they have been for so long, Let those gates, we pray this month, be lifted up now in Jesus' name. Every resistance, every hindrance, everything in the path of the move of God, may it be lifted. My brothers and sisters, I see a visitation of God in Nairobi. But it's going to take the people of God to pray this prayer. Because you know there are gates and doors and even chairs put behind so that this door doesn't open. But this pastor is speaking and saying, those doors are not going to stand anymore. And in the name of Jesus, I decree the opening of doors. Right now, ancient doors be lifted up. Let the King of Glory come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord God Almighty. And he's a warrior. He's mighty in battle. Imagine he stands at the door and is knocking. It's my role to speak to this door and remove anything in the way of God so that God can actually come in and his kingdom can also come in. You know, God wants to come and he wants to come immediately. So he says right away, I stop my movement to where he was going. Jesus stops it and he now attends to one man. 99 sheep that think that they are okay. Jesus leaves those ones. But one who is lost, one sinner lost. But Jesus will invest 100% of his presence, 100% of his attention, 100% of his power. God will do anything and everything for any family, any city, any nation, any continent that opens itself up to him and allows him to come in. So Zacchaeus welcomes Jesus gladly, and I pray we shall do so. There are many other case studies of people opening their homes gladly for God. In Acts 16, verse 12 to verse 15, and Pastor Mashina, you know that story of the woman called Lydia. Acts 16, verse 12 to verse 15. There is a lady at Philippi. The town was called Philippi. And because of this lady opening her home, you can read it, all the verses, but opening her home, she was called Lydia. She was a dealer in purple. She was a businesswoman. And she was in a prayer place together with others. Paul comes and meets her. And then she opens her home to Paul. And then she says, you guys come to my house. I want you to be here. I want you to be meeting here. And you know, the first church in Europe, wonders of God, the first church in Europe was actually planted in the home of this particular lady. And you know, from that church in Philippi, in the house of Lydia, the first church in Europe, then Christendom spread through Europe. The missionary enterprise grows across Europe. And later, from a humble place, because God was welcome, and it covers Europe, and then Europe takes the mantle of missiological enterprise and begins to move to North America, and then North America resources the missionary enterprise even much further and comes to Africa and going even further. But all of this, the acceleration of the gospel, began because a lady called Lydia opened her house in Philippi and allowed Akina Paul to go in there. Acts 16, verse 12 to verse 15. And so these ancient gates must go. If you are there and you have resisted God, and your heart has been hard, and your ear deaf to the things of God, I am speaking to that heart and that ear, and I say, heart soften in Jesus' name. Ear open in Jesus' name. This is our hour of visitation, and nobody must be left behind. God will stop. God will come. God will invest his all in your house, in your address, and he knows you by name. But finally, of course, Zacchaeus received salvation. When God comes in, he comes to do kingdom business. And he brings his gift to you so that you can be grateful and so that you can be thankful and so that you can worship him. The gift of salvation is in God's hands. The gift of healing is in God's hands. The gift of restoration is in God's hands. The gift of expanding territories is in God's hands. And that is why Jabez prayed in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. And Jabez prayed because his life was a life of pain. He was born in pain and he prayed. He knew that that could not be changed by any human being. So he turned to the instrumentation of prayer and he engaged prayer and he prayed and he prayed, "Oh God, that you'd bless me indeed, number one. Oh God, that you'd expand my territory, number two. And number three, oh God, that you place your hand on me. And number four, that, oh God, you keep me from evil." 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Jabez prayed that prayer, and you know what? God answered immediately. And that is why you find now in the text we read earlier, verse 7 to 10, as we come to a close, verse 7 to 10 of Luke chapter 19, in the impartation of uncommon reception. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor." And this is what you call restitution, repentance and restitution together. "To the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, today, not tomorrow. I want us to say today. Exactly, today. It can't be tomorrow. God must heal today. God must break through today. God must save today. Today, salvation. And that word salvation carries many things. The word salvation is very broad. It touches the spiritual, touches the emotional, touches the mental, touches the physical. It's a very deep word. It's a very rich word. You know, salvation has come. Imagine. So the stores of God open, delivery by angels. Somebody is waiting. Your package comes straight, nothing stopping it, and it comes to you, God's provision. Today, salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost. Jesus points out his purpose. And therefore, salvation cannot wait. Salvation in its entirety must come this month of June. We are ready. We are ready to receive. Let us be very, very thankful. We are ready to receive. God is breaking forth. Nothing will stop him. He breaks forth like a river, like many waters. 2 Samuel 5:20. In fact, his name is Jehovah Ba-Perazim, the God who breaks forth like many waters. And God is coming. His breakthrough is here. It is nearer than you know. And I'm saying your hour of favor. Let me just read this. So David went to Baal Perazim, and there he defeated them, and he said, "As waters break out, the Lord has done what? Has broken out." Yeah, as waters break out, the Lord has broken out against the enemies. So what David and others couldn't do, God in a sweep just came and did it. And that is the hand of God. He's the God of breakthroughs, and he's a God who breaks forth like many waters. And so we can't wait for another day. It's going to be now for Africa. It's going to be now for Kenya. It's going to be now for us, for me, and for generations from me. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, talking about today and talking about now, because God must do something in Zacchaeus' life, in Zacchaeus' home, now, not tomorrow. There's going to be no delay. As God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, "In the time of my favor, I heard you. And in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation." So now is the time of God's favor. And now is the day of salvation. I pray you join me in making a declaration. Now is the time of the Lord's favor. Can you join me? Now is the time of God's favor. Today, you can also do the same. Today is a day of salvation. Let's say together, today is a day of salvation. Now, God is saying, I have a package for you. I'm coming to a time of prayer. And this prayer package, I want to bring it very quickly to you. But I am expecting you to open your hands, open your heart, and open your home, open your business. And believe me and be humble, and I will come through for you. That's what God is saying through this message. He did it for Zacchaeus. He'll do it for you. As we come to a time of prayer, Genesis chapter 18. Genesis chapter 18, there are some three men who visited Abraham and Sarah. And then Abraham and Sarah received them very well, from verse 1. Received them very, very nicely. And because of this reception, there was a proclamation and a declaration made, just because they were good receptors of these visitors. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre, while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them. He hurried. The word is he hurried to meet them. And then bowed low to the ground. He said, if I have found favor, and this is our hour of favor, in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. God will not pass us by this month. Let a little water be brought. This is now the hospitality of Abraham and Sarah. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat, so you can be refreshed, and then go on your way. Now that you have come to your servant. Very well, they answered. Do as you say. So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. Quick, he said, get 3 seahs of the finest flour and knead it and bake some bread. Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice tender calf and gave it to a servant who hurried to prepare it. He then brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared. And set this before them. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree. Where is your wife Sarah? They asked him. There in the tent, he said. Then one of them said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your son, will have a son. Let's give a hand clap to the Lord. Sarah, your son, will have a son. Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. We'll stop there for now. But this hour of visitation, our reception matters. Our hospitality matters. God is looking for a heart that is glad and happy to receive him. Then God will perform that miracle, that breakthrough, that provision. God will come through for you. And this is for everyone. Anyone and everyone who is ready to receive the Lord and receive him gladly and allow him to come in and do kingdom business. Matthew 6:10 says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. We download by welcoming Jesus. Then his kingdom comes in and then his will is perfected. God is waiting for somebody who will open that door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If only you will open that door. He says, I'll come in, I'll eat with you, and you with me. There is a party about to happen, and this is a party where God begins to do something in somebody's life. Somebody is getting saved right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. As I'm talking, somebody is getting delivered in Jesus' name. Somebody receiving their healing. You are in a hospital as I'm speaking right now in Jesus' name. Because these are covenant blessings and covenant benefits that Jesus brings when we welcome him. Be healed. Somebody is being healed right now, even in a hospital following this service. There is somebody getting direction from the Lord. Something is happening in you, and something that was not clear suddenly has become clear while we are seated here. There is a promotion being worked out for somebody by the Lord because his hand is a hand of elevation. They wanted to fire you, but God is canceling that in Jesus' name. There is a visitation And it is coming with favor. It's coming with salvation. It's coming with God's goodness. God is doing it in our house, in our home. He's doing it in Nairobi, right here, in our homes, in our own personal lives. And the world will see what God is about to do. He will spare no time, no effort to be able to do exactly what a divine visitation does. Are you ready to receive? Are you ready to receive? I am about to pray. Open your heart. Open your mind. And this is your hour of visitation. It is not tomorrow. It is now. It is today. Jerusalem failed to receive Jesus. In fact, he wept. There's a scripture that says, Jesus wept when he came to the city. And he saw how they had locked him out. He wept. They missed the hour of visitation. I ask us to stand now as we pray together. Like I have said, it is an hour of visitation. The same way Jesus was passing through. And Zacchaeus could have missed his opportunity. It's the same way it is in the 21st century. God is not far. He is around. He is here. But he's waiting for someone who will open up his heart and mind and receive him so that he can come and do his work. Today, I sense that package that was delayed for your life for a long time, as I pray, there is an acceleration happening. And it shall reach you sooner than you know. In fact, this coming week is a week of reception. I'm seeing people just receiving. Hallelujah. Yes, receptors. And I pray you are a good receptor by faith and with humility. Just simply receive. This week, this month, people are receiving. I'm seeing it prophetically from the Lord. And people are coming to church to give testimonies. And Dr. Kakunju, I know there will be so many testimonies here with Pastor Ambrose. That's our joy. You know, as people come back the next Sunday and we have testimonies galore, we get very, very excited. This is the month that package is coming because the Lord wants to give it to you and because you are ready to receive it. Let us lift our hands to God. Almighty God, these hands we have received, both hands, if you can, are hands of reception. Lord, is an act of faith, declaring we are good receptors. My God, we know as we lift our hands to you, and based on Psalm 121 and verse 1, our help comes not from the mountains, but our help comes from the Lord who made the mountains. And therefore we lift our hands, we lift our eyes to you, our God. We lift these hands up, just like Moses lifted his two hands. And he stayed there in Exodus 17. And as long as his hands were up, the Israelites were winning. And when his hands came down, the Amalekites were winning. My God, we have lifted these hands as an act of humility, an act of faith. The same way Zacchaeus climbed a tree because he did everything he could to be able to connect with you. Kumbe, he found you had done everything that needed to be done for you to connect with him. And Lord, there is a divine connection. There is a line I am putting here now. I am plugging in someone as we lift our hands to God, into God's supply lines. And now I pray that whatever may have been there in this pathway from God's storehouse to your hands, this supply line here, whatever may have been there over time, I declare together with all of us, it is now formally, officially removed. Those obstructions, those roadblocks, they were put there by people who spoke things over your life. I remove them in Jesus' name. They were put there by something probably you did or you didn't do. I remove them now in Jesus' name. They were put there by systems and policies and structures. Some of those policies are global, especially for Africa. And Africa's destiny. There is a global conspiracy through a policy conspiracy that you work so hard, but you get very little returns. Now, whatever it is, between this pathway of God's supply and your hands, today, officially, formally, in the name of Jesus, we remove it never to return again. Therefore, our hands are lifted up to you, and God, we are ready to receive. Our hearts are ready to receive.
Our minds are ready to receive. Our children are ready to receive. Our homes are ready to receive. Our businesses are ready to receive. Our going out is about to receive. Our coming in is receiving. Receiving, receiving, receiving. This is a month of receptors, a month of receiving. We are removing those roadblocks now in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, I thank you. As I raise my hands, I raise them on behalf of my children as well. And God, I declare that nothing belonging to my children shall ever be delayed, shall ever be held back. It shall come quickly, because you told Zacchaeus, today I am coming to your house. I am not waiting. And then you say, today salvation has come to this house. My God, today, not tomorrow, your works are coming in our midst. And God, you are doing something in somebody's life. I don't know what you desire, but there's an acceleration. Salvation. If you are here not born again, you simply say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. God sees that faith, and Jesus comes into your heart, and you become a new creation. If you're here and you're not well, you just simply say, Lord, heal me, because by your stripes I am healed. And you declare your healing, and God heals you. Whatever that is, if it's financials and you are in debt, you can remove that mountain in the name of Jesus of debt, and God is able to do a miracle. You are the God of breakthroughs, and therefore, Lord, we now open the doors. We open the gates of our lives and our homes and businesses, Lord, and in everything we do, and we invite you, and Lord, we receive you, that God, you may do the works of the kingdom, and that, Lord, you may manifest through our lives. We thank you because you are taking over. And even for our city, and even again for our nation, we say, ancient gates be lifted up, and let the King of Glory come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord God Almighty. And is a God who is mighty in battle. And therefore, Lord, we have welcomed you. We receive you. This month, come in. Be the King the whole month. Be the Lord the whole month. Be the warrior the whole month. Lord, come in your power. Come in your grace. Come in your provision. Mobilize your angels. We, Parklands Baptist Church, have put up a basket of reception. We receive you. We also receive the kingdom benefits. Everything that Jesus you come in with, we receive it. And as a pastor, on behalf of Pastor Ambrose, together, Lord, we clear the path for your people to receive this month in a big way. And Father, thank you so much, because I know it is done. And because we've prayed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we all say, amen. A mighty hand clap to Jesus. Glory, glory.